This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Top task force members arrived for Thursday's meeting to find massive books of data before them.
You ask us to look at the implications of the biggest buckets of changes that have been proposed in TOPS.
Explained Suwon Butte, Student Financial Assistance Director, who added the four chapters drill down on.
Changes in the eligibility criteria. Changes in the award amount, and we focused on the flat award amount. Changes to TOPS Tech, and if you make TOPS be a loan repayment or loan forgiveness program, what are the ramifications of that?
Butte said the quickest change would be conversion to flat awards.
Full implementation in fall of 2018, all recipients paid a flat award amount. You would see potential savings.
But the biggest savings come from increasing the qualifying requirements.
The first two are GPA, then this ACT changes. And then if you're starting to combine a GPA change and an ACT change.
Just raising the GPA from 2.5 to 2.75 would save 20% of TOPS' current $300 million annual cost. Upping the required ACT score from 20 to 21 would save 27%. Shreveport Representative Thomas Carmody seemed to lean toward the latter.
They have an average ACT score of 24.
Yes, sir.
It appears that our students that are working toward this are doing better than, I guess, basically where we have the bar set right now.
Yes, sir.
The task force will spend their next meetings drafting recommendations, which are due to the legislature February 15th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.